BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, welcome to Entertainment. I'm Jackie Dalton. Many countries have a particular type of food or drink which they become associated with. Swiss chocolate, Cuban rum, American burgers. What are the English most associated with? Well, for many, the English are seen as a nation of tea drinkers. Everything stops for a cup of tea. How would the English cope without their afternoon cup and all the social rituals and formalities that come with it? But is this really true, or is it just a stereotype? In this programme, we're going to find out. First of all, I asked some English people what role tea played in their lives. How many of them say it's important? Listen to find out.
On special occasions, I do drink coffee, but most of the time, I'm definitely a tea drinker.
I have to have at least one cup of tea sometime in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock generally, 2, 3 o'clock.
I'm much more of a coffee drinker. It really just sets me up for the day. I just have to have my cup of coffee pretty well as soon as I'm out of bed.
Well, the first two people are definitely tea lovers. The third says she's more of a coffee drinker. She says coffee sets her up for the day, which means it gives her energy and makes her feel full of life. The tea drunk here in England is grown mostly in Asia and other parts of the world. But there is a tea plantation in the UK, the Tregothnan Tea Estate in Cornwall. We sent our reporter Tim there. As you listen to him, try to answer this question. How many cups of tea are drunk in the UK every day? Over to Tim in Cornwall.
It's absolutely beautiful here. Did you know in the UK we drink 165 million cups of tea a day? Isn't that a staggering amount? And 96% of that tea comes from tea bags.
Did you get that? 165 million. That's a lot of tea. Or as Tim put it...
Isn't that a staggering amount?
A staggering amount, which means it's hard to believe we drink so much tea.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Tim also said that 96% of tea comes from tea bags. So most people make tea by putting a small, ready-made paper bag in each cup they make, instead of using a teapot. A teapot is a container which you usually put loose leaves in and can use to make more than one cup of tea at a time. A beautiful porcelain teapot, complete with a set of matching cups and saucers, was traditionally a great source of pride to many people, something they might want to show off to their friends. But if 96% of cups of tea are now made with tea bags, what does this mean for the future of teapots? Listen to Tim to find out.
The sales of teapots are suffering as a result. They're down two-thirds in the last 5 years. And it seems that most 18 to 40-year-olds think that teapots are quaint and stuffy and old-fashioned and don't really want to buy them.
Not so many people are buying teapots anymore. Most people aged 18 to 40 don't think much of teapots. Let's look at the words they used.
Quaint and stuffy and old-fashioned.
If something is quaint or old-fashioned, you associate it with the past. It's not very modern. Quaint can be quite a positive word, though. It can mean it's unusual and old-fashioned in an attractive way. But stuffy, the other word we heard, is not at all positive. It means something is too formal, too old-fashioned and serious. Speaking of which, there's traditionally been a great deal of etiquette or rules surrounding tea drinking. Which direction should the teapot face on the table? How should you hold your cup when you drink from it? One of the biggest debates people have is if you're pouring tea from a teapot into a cup, should you put the milk in before you pour the tea or after? Well, Mark is a true English tea drinker. Listen to him telling us what we should do.
Traditionally, one should add milk to the cup first and then hot tea. The reason for that is that fine bone china will crack if you add very hot liquids to it. Unfortunately, nowadays, it is quite common for people just to use any old mugs, not of a particularly fine quality. And tea will often be added to the cup before the milk, which is quite incorrect.
Well, Mark says you should put milk in first so the cup doesn't crack from the heat. But nowadays, people tend to drink tea from mugs, which are much simpler and stronger than the delicate traditional fine bone china teacups. Sadly, tea drinking in England today no longer seems to involve much etiquette at all. It involves drinking it at pretty much any time of the day from any old mug without any real sense of formality. But as we've heard, tea drinking is still a very popular activity here. In fact, I'm off for a cuppa now.
BBClearningEnglish.com